Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Yeah, it's each and every week in this offense. You know, I think there's still stuff on the tape that, you know, coach will get on me on, and I think that's, you know, the best thing to do is, you know, with the loss, you kind of learn from it and take it harder. But also when you win, look at the tape and learn from it, and there's things that show up in this game that are going to, you know, matter down the road. So, yeah, get more and more comfortable, and I think those guys around me are helping me out. So, thank you guys.
Keep on rolling, baby. Maybe we are getting a little ahead of ourselves. We're playing rolling rejoiners after one win in a row. One game in which you didn't turn the ball over six times.
Hey, two games over 30 points, though.
So we got that going for us. And Fitzy, what is my biggest takeaway from, I would argue, the last 3 weeks? Not Drake May. It's not the turnovers. What is my biggest takeaway?
That Josh McDaniels is doing a great job?
Nope.
Well, it's Drake May.
Entertainment is back in my football world. The Patriots are fun to watch. They're entertaining. They're interesting. There's a lot going on. There's big plays. Like, this is fun. This is what I didn't have back in Cam Newton's days late in the year where it's like field goals were just a slog fest and people were trying to give me paths to the playoffs. Take your path and shove it up your keister. Whoa. This is a fun football team right now. They can make plays. Like, even some of the things that kind of, I guess, go under the radar. I think the middle of that defensive line, Milton Williams and Christian Barmore, are developing into what they're supposed to be because, you know, they are paid collectively almost.
Someone said online yesterday that the person who actually had the best game, even though it's not going to show up on the stat sheet, was Christian Barmore.
Well, Mike Vrabel said that. And Mike Vrabel pointed to him as a guy, you know, I want to convince him that the stuff he's doing, even though it doesn't show up on the stat sheet, is helping the football team. And Vrabel's done this three or four times where he's brought up kind of money and roles and stats, but helping the football team. Barmore is a guy that doesn't need the money. He already got paid. He's not trying to earn a lot.
He's got a lot of it. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Vrabel end his post-game presser at Gillette yesterday in the 4 p.m.-ish hour with sort of an oration on people that aren't getting the stats but that are doing their job?
Yeah, it was kind of BS. He said Pop Douglas is doing a good job. He had one block.
They're a nice block!
Did he? The guy gave up. 26 on the Panthers.
Hold on, but this is the same.
I'm going to try to grab the ball instead of tackle the large man who's tiptoeing down the sideline when really I could use one finger and push him out of bounds.
However, is this not the same guy who watched his lead running back literally fumble the game away last week and then started him the next?
Yeah.
So he's sending, you know, he's sending.
Oh, he definitely is a modern guy, I've realized.
Way
like
more.
Positive reinforcement.
Way more.
You get more flies from honey than you do from like, that is clearly his mentality, giving the guy a ball, giving the guy an opportunity to redeem himself rather than a punishment for what he's done. Someday when we get a chance to chat with Vrabel, there's got to be a lot of modern self-help type books and crap that he's read.
You think he's talking to some like guru?
Something. There's something there.
Is there a podcast?
Because I find it hard to believe a guy that played under Bill Belichick for 7 years, and it is in general life the hardo of all hardos, is suddenly like, no, you got to caress them and mold them, and you got to put them right back out there because they're going to help the team. You don't punish people for mistakes.
Children are our future.
You lead them out of their mistakes. Like, he's definitely read some bunk. There's some bunk on his bookshelf, and I'd like to know what it stems from. 617-779-7937. How you feeling about Drake May? A lot better than you were three and a half weeks ago, certainly, but am I getting ahead of myself? Myself, I have multiple me's. Sometimes I'm negative, sometimes I'm positive. That's self is very positive only on Drake May, who will join us about 45 minutes from now. 3:15, Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons. And then the other star of the game, 3:30, Marcus Jones, the guy who got it all started with an electric punt return. But let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Joe in Randolph has a thought on Drake May. What's up, Joe?
Yes, howdy, boys. Just checking in. Okay. Yes, the Patriots are exciting, but they make you tear your hair out sometimes, too. And May had a good game against the bad team yesterday. And like Coach Parcells says, I wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame just yet. And if you look around the league, you'll see all of the quarterbacks that are now having a good year have been in the league for several years, and most of them are with their second or third team. So let's give this kid a chance to develop and pump the brakes a little bit and let him come into his own.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I am going to say it right now. He said don't put him in the Hall of Fame just yet.
Nope, don't. No, I'm actually going to play the part of Joe from Randolph.
Drake May will wear a red jacket. He will absolutely wear a red jacket. Drake May will be a Patriots Hall of Fame.
Like as a Target employee or what kind of red jacket?
Maybe like, you know what? Dan, have you ever, you know, like maybe friends have flown first class on like American and they have the people that greet you in the like the Platinum Lounge?
Nope.
Yeah. You got like the nice like cigar jacket.
Patriot Place, he will have a jacket representing Patriots Hall of Fame. I'm telling you.
Checks in the mail from the May family.
Just look at him. I'm saving this clip.
Are you guys watching what we're seeing develop before our eyes? And, Joe, you're a little bit misleading. Yes, there are.
They played the Dolphins. And they played the Panthers. And they
He definitely screwed up the first one there. You don't say it that emphatic for a team you played 3 weeks ago. They played the Dolphins.
They suck. They haven't won yet. The Jets are probably going to beat them tonight. The Panthers are absolutely atrocious. The Steelers, somehow they're in first
three
place.
3-1. You going to tell me they suck?
They're
3-1.
They're not great.
One. Aren't you what your record says you are?
No.
Oh, so Parcells is wrong.
Yeah, he is. You know what? I'll tell his big dumb red jacket to his face. No, the Steelers are not that. They're fine. They're a good team. They're not great.
3-1.
But you played two god awful teams, and against the team that was the best of the lot of not great teams that you've played, you shot yourself in the junk and both feet.
That is the one negative takeaway I do have is you really should be regretting both the Raiders and the Steelers game already. You could easily be 3-1. You could probably talk yourself
into 4-0. Let the first week go. There's your test you drop thanks to your modern age professor. You should be absolutely furious with yourself for losing to the Steelers. You should have won that game by 13 to 17 points. But it's over. It's almost October. You're 2-2. You got the Chuck Woolery. You pulled it out. Now you have a chance to continue trending towards more than just a 500 record.
Do you know who leads the NFL in completion percentage?
Hold on, let me borrow your trolling voice. Could it be one Drake May?
You know who leads the NFL in passing yards?
Oh, could that be Drake 10?
No, actually, he's fourth. Okay. I wanted to see if you'd fall for the trap. He is also fourth in passer rating, which I think is, I know some people think that's a flawed stat. That's why ESPN created the whole QBR where he's a little lower. I think he's like 10th in QBR.
Just give me one metric I can judge a quarterback by.
Don't.
I don't
just
care
give
about
me eyeballs.
EPA and CPOP and QBR and QB rating and whatever, CPOE.
Is he playing well?
Yes.
Is he playing very well?
Does he look like he's a good quarterback?
Is he playing better, worse, or as good as you expected? Or as well?
Better.
Me too.
Yes.
Better.
Better.
And that
definitely
includes...
Definitely playing better. The best I've seen him play as a pro.
Absolutely.
Night and day.
And are you seeing him develop over the course of weeks to week? Do you feel like every time he takes the field, you're kind of like, did he just get a little bit better? Like 1% better, that whole theory?
2%, that even better.
Yeah, me too. And isn't that all we've asked for? I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like after the lows of the Raiders game, and there were some lows on that Monday and that week
that was a tough one.
And we were talking about, really, though, this year is about Drake May. You got to figure it out. There's going to be highs. There's going to be lows. Mm-hmm. Even late in the preseason, Vrabel was telling us that, you know, this is our first year. It's going to take a while. First year as a staff here together. First year in the system, blah, blah, blah. And then 3 weeks later, we're talking about Drake May in numbers, statistics, ranking highly with the current quarterbacks. If you want to use this month of football as your measurement, he's ranking well with some of the developmental quarterbacks of the past. Hell, he's ranking well for early season comparisons to Tom Brady, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson for MVPs.
And you know what's going to happen? Everyone's calling this overreaction Monday on WEEI.
Why? Because we're positive?
Give it yeah.
We're not allowed to be positive?
Not so damn negative. Give it 24 to 48 hours.
I get yelled at when I'm negative and I get yelled at when I'm positive?
Because you're you?
You know how, like,
it happens to me all
the
time.
You know how the fans accuse us and say the teams can't win no matter what? The media's never
Why
happy?
Would anyone want to come to this garbage right. town because all they're going to do is be criticized by you people?
I would argue the same thing. The fans are never happy. If you react positively to something, they call you a homer.
Andy,
if
you can react I introduce you to Massachusetts and or New England? My God.
Are we all just never happy around
yes.
here? The guy in the microphone, the guy listening in his car, we're all just never happy.
No, no one is ever happy. That's
well,
the problem.
I'm happy right now. Can I just live happy
people,
for a couple hours?
The Patriots went to 9 Super Bowls over 18 years and won 6 of them, and people told me that they landed, came from other towns, turned on the radio, and they were like, "What's wrong with you guys? Why aren't you happy?"
Okay, there's a lot of this, and I hate the phrase because it's annoying. It's other than a couple others. It's the most overly used
is it,
cliche
is it
in radio.
Synergistic development?
No,
that's my
pump
least
the
favorite.
Brakes. He beat a team he should have beat. Calm down over there. Okay, so a team, correct me if I'm wrong, Fitzy, the stat was they were 3-16 in their last 19 home games.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not supposed to look down upon anybody. They need to worry about doing their business. They
and
haven't
have
been
they,
able
have,
to take care of it for years.
They also
years.
Lost the first two games that you left this season?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So we're now looking down our noses at a victory for a team that had 3 wins over 2+ years at home?
Can't do that.
No, you're not.
Enjoy it for what it is.
You're not good enough for that. When you get an impressive, dominant win, I don't care who it's over, but especially when it's over a team that won 30-0 the week before. So the team was so bad that they blew somebody out the week before, they arrived at your house, they drove right down your throat, and then you blew them out. And we're just supposed to dismiss it? This is not Belichick and Brady Patriots. This is developing Mike Vrabel, Drake May and company Patriots. When they blow somebody out, when they score 40 points, when they score 30 points, they deserve credit for it. There's a lot. I've heard Wiggy talking about this. There's a lot of parity in the NFL. Teams going up and down. And you show up 1 week, you flop the next week. Certainly the Panthers and the Falcons are two of examples of that. The Patriots feel like they've been building a little something here. Not perfect. The penalties are still a problem. Mike Vrabel can dismiss the penalties all he wants, but it's a pain in the ass when you jump off sides multiple times, when you line up off sides, when you false start on a punt. It's a pain in the ass.
The pre-snap penalties got to go. They have to go.
But beyond that, I'm going to give the Patriots credit for a blowout win at home because they haven't had a lot of blowout wins at home in the last few years. So when you take care of business – I'm going to say you took care of business and praise you.
Okay, two things. One, as I call it, overreaction Monday.
Did you bring up two things after he flashed the light?
I didn't even see the light. Well, all I'll say is this. Two things. One, overreaction Monday is going to beget overreaction Tuesday from all the Orlovskis and whatnot. And I have a tweet to share with you on the other side because I see the light, Stanley.
Oh, you see
Thank
it this
you.
Time?
Now
he
I see
He pushed
it.
The button 600
I
times.
I was looking at my computer trying to bring relevant information to the discussion. I'll save this tweet about how people are already pushing back.
617-779-7937. Join the conversation. How are you feeling about Drake May? Are you excited? Are you pumping the brakes, as so many seem to be saying? And Fitzy will bring relevant information to the conversation for the first time ever.
I knew you were going to say that.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
How would you categorize your comfort level in the offense now?
5 out of 10. You know, take it with a grain of salt. Obviously, having success is not. It's week to week. But for me, I just say 5 out of 10 because you never want to get too comfortable.
Is that just how we feel?
Then he should study more. Five out of 10.
Let's go, Kevin. We need to get going.
I'll have to talk to Steph today.
You got to know the playbook inside and out.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
Five out of 10. I went to Ohio State. It's failing.
Yeah, that's not good.
It sounds like Mike Vrabel loved Stephon Diggs' answer there to the idea that he's only halfway comfortable, 5 out of 10 in the Patriots offense. And Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local member DIF, FDIC. Because I initially took that as a positive because, you know, that's me lately, optimistic Andy. And I was like, whoa, he's having a 100-yard game and he's only 5 out of 10 comfortable in the offense? Boom, what happens when he gets to 7, 8, 9? But Mike Vrabel took that the other way, more like, hey, we're far enough into this. You should be more than 5 out of 10 comfortable in the offense. I do think the relationship that is developing between Drake May and Stephon Diggs is a reason for great optimism.
Andy, I think we actually have, as it pertains to your Boston Red Sox in the American League Wild Card Series, some breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program. This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
So Red Sox manager Alex Cora is currently speaking to the media ahead of the Red Sox wild card series against the New York Yankees. He has confirmed that Lucas Giolito is dealing with an elbow issue, and he will not be on the roster for the wild card round for the Boston Red Sox as they head to the Bronx. So your question, what happens in game 3 if you get there? No clue.
I know.
Connelly early.
No, it's a bullpen game.
I would just start with him and then call it. If you want to call it a bullpen game, whatever, that's fine. But I would give him the shot. But this is why I told you. We were having discussion off air. I haven't been overly comfortable with Giolito, and you guys brought up the idea of using him in the bullpen, and I haven't felt good about him taking the mound. And this would explain that. This is why the velocity was down a few miles per hour. He was struggling with his command.
He was walking everyone on the ball. He hadn't gone longer than 4 2/3.
He looked old and laboring. He looked like he was laboring a little bit on the mound out there. And now
Wow. We
have the reason why. But this also undercuts what the perceived or theoretical strength of the Boston Red Sox was, that you had 3 starters that got you where you are.
Ooh.
A lot of these other teams are kind of scuffling, like the Blue Jays. Max Scherzer, like, do we really want to pitch Max Scherzer? But we kind of need to pitch, Max
Scherzer.
So yeah, you now have 2 starters. But guess what?
We're going to the playoffs in the Bronx against the Yankees with 2 starters.
But the good news is you only need 2 starters to win a 3-game series, baby. You win the first 2 games. You don't find out who the game 3 starter is.
What?
You move on to Toronto.
What happens if you win this one?
Well, then you go to Toronto, and then that series will be a hodgepodge of starting pitching for both
teams.
Okay,
I am officially
and
now.
And Alex Cora gets my vote of confidence for managing his way through that.
I am all in on if you win game 1 and you don't kind of need to, you have to win game 1. Then you obviously Bayo starts game 2, and then that game becomes all in. Just like, I don't care. Everyone's like, Chapman Pitt can pitch the fourth for all I care. Like, you do everything under the sun. If you win game 1 with Crochet, then it is just the kitchen sink, the pot, the kettle, everybody that has contributed to the team. I don't care if Masataka Yoshida has to pitch.
Dice at the 508, our buddy Dice says, hey guys, this is why we got Dustin May. Don't sweat it.
Yeah, no, that's not what we're talking about.
No
here.
Wonder he was so positive about Dustin May last week was Cora big, in his conversation
big
with
May
you guys.
Week. Yes, you know he's getting called up now. He's going to have to.
Yeah, if he's even remotely healthy, he may be your guy.
May,
I'm done.
Mats, early. There's just a. Dan, you were doing your pitching rundown a little bit earlier. You had 9 slots. You had 7 filled. So now you have 6 filled, I assume. We got to cross this guy off the list then?
One guy moves up. One guy moves it. Yeah, unfortunately, right now you're deciding between Harrison, Early, Tolley, Chris Murphy, and Dustin May. And Criswell, if he's healthy, but I don't think he is.
What about Bernardino?
I haven't heard a word about him, funny enough. Yeah. He went on the IL with some inflammation issues and hasn't been a word
about him. How much does this affect our confidence level, our belief in wherever you were 10 minutes ago in terms of your faith in the Boston Red Sox heading to Yankee Stadium to advance? Because I was feeling good. I think the Red Sox are going to win the series. I think the Red Sox have a nice road to the ALCS because you get to go Yankees, then Blue Jays, and the sky is still falling in Toronto. And I think you will be mixing and matching with them in terms of the pitching staff. How much, though, does this alter your confidence level?
Not much, because if it was Bayo or Crochet, then I'd say we're porked, we're done, it's been fun. Hey, guys, we'll see you next spring, Red Sox fan.
But I didn't feel good about Giolito.
There was a reason why. We knew something was wrong. He wasn't just down 3 miles per hour with the fastball and walking the ballpark.
No, we're not doing this. 774, we're not taking a look at Walker Buehler's stats with the Phillies. We're not doing that. We've moved on.
By the way, they're really
I know.
Good.
They came across like my main page of ESPN the other day. They were something like Walker Buehler, and I'm like, nope, we're not doing
Hasn't
that.
Hasn't given up a hit in Philly since.
Dan Ball wanted him out of town. He got his wish, and well.
And I was still right. By the way, do you guys know who the Yankees' potential Game 3 starter would be?
Tell me.
Neither would they, because 3 of their options are, I would say, not that much better than you. It's either Luis Gil, who was hurt for most of the year.
He's not bad. Actually, he pitched pretty well against the Sox in that final weekend series.
Talented guy, walks the world.
Spelled Gil.
Will Warren, who's got a mid-4 ERA. And then a name you have to say very slowly, Cam Schlittler, is your other option.
He actually pitched this weekend, I believe. I was checking out the Yanks on our sister station. He wasn't throwing bad.
Yeah, and he's a rookie. Good rookie, but a rookie.
I feel like you can do this with the Yankees. Schlittler. I feel like you can do this with the Blue Jays. Like, this just makes it drops you back a little bit. Yep. But again, I feel like Giolito had already been undercut by his recent performances. In theory, you had your 3 starters. You're in the playoffs in part because of these 3 guys.
He was
but
so
he
good
hadn't been the guy of late.
No.
So it doesn't greatly affect my belief in what they can be. And if I'm going to trust a manager to work his way through this, and I know we're going to be called homers, and we're hoping to talk to Alex Cora on Wednesday. He did promise last Wednesday that he'd talk to us this Wednesday. But if I'm going to trust a manager to work his way through this, of the 3, I'm going to trust Alex Cora.
Update City calling. Aaron Boone has said that Schlittler will get the Game 3 nod should it go 3.
So that'll be Holy Lur. I don't know if I'm allowed to
say it. It's actually going to be Schlittler against Holy Schlittler. Yes, exactly.
617-779-7937. We're reacting on the fly to the Giolito news. He is not going to be on the postseason roster to open the playoffs. Elbow issues. Therefore, your Game 3 starter against the Yankees, if needed, as they say, is up in the air. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for our 3-point stances. We have some Ryder Cup talk, and we also have a little JB talk. Also, on the horizon, 3:15, Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, will join us. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.